probably about 18 inches, I guess. Take his hind legs, you know, and cut it and get that lead out, pull it out, stick the sharpener stick on it, stick that in it. And then you hang him up on a pole. They usually what they do, they take maybe find a tree with a fork in it, and then get them, go out and cut them two saplings or small trees, you know, and then just like that, the X brace there, and bring them tied together good, and then run a pole from that tree to this thing, we kind of make them.
Actually, it's
scattering them on, you see.
And we blood before,
After you scrape all the hair off of them, got them clean. Scrape the hair off of them, then they hang them up, and then they take some hot water and pour them and scrape them down again, you know, good with a knife. That's the fine thing, then they go, then they gut it. Take that knife and open them up, you see, and take his intestines and everything. And they let them hang there for kind of cool out, you know, and then, probably to kill him this morning, let him hang there till this afternoon, and then they take him down, lay him out on the table, and then they start cutting him up. They take an axe. First thing they would do, to take an axe right down on both sides of that backbone. Just chop on both sides of that backbone and chop that backbone up. They cut the head off. Cut the head off first before they do that. And then after they chop that out, then they lay them on, then they block out the hams and the shoulders, and then leave that middle part, and they take those ribs out, and that's about it. And they let them stay maybe overnight and cool out good, and meat kind of form them up a little, and then the next morning you come in and then you kind of trim them up, you know, shape them up, you know, the hams and the shoulders. And all that shaping up to meat that you would take off of those hams and the shoulders and the middle. And you use a lot of lean meat, some fat, and you said to make sausage out of that, you see. And then all the fat meat they take and cut it and put it in another place and make lard out of it, you cook it and make lard out of it.
You mentioned they took the intestines out right away. Did they use
Yeah, well, they take those intestines, they call them chitlins, you know, they take and clean them, you see, and everything. And the liver, usually something that they eat.
And then you mentioned the liver and their lights.
Lights, yeah. Because it's long, they call them lights here. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned another word there that I don't think I caught. Was it Haslett?
Haslett, yeah, well, that's same. That lights, they call it Haslett, and they call it lights, and they call it. Call it, they don't long, but they take it, you know, cut it up and put it apart, you know, and kind of stew it down, you know. They call it Haslett's, and they stew it down like that.
I see, just boil it until it.
Yeah, it's proceeding, it's in there.
Would that be the lungs and the liver?
How's that?
Would that be the lungs and the liver?
That's right.
Together?
No, the liver wouldn't be in that, that's just the lungs.
Just the lungs.
Now you take the liver, you slice it and fry it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned making sausage then the next day.
Yeah, well, they did all the scraps, you see, when they, at first day, you see, just kind of block them out, you know. And next day is when you start to trim them up, shaving them up, the hands, the shoulders, and middlings and all that, and you have a lot of scraps, you see, when you trim them up, shaping it up. That's what you use to make your sausage out. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fat too, you see, that strip of fat that's up on his back, they could put all that into lard.
Did you ever hear of liver pudding or liver sausage?
Never heard of liver sausage, but they never did. Nobody never.